take into account, again, this is the same factors as, you know, what I said for the same survey. This doesn't take into account if there's other compensation, you know, whether it be some type of benefits or, you know, cell phone, for the money. Any of that stuff. So this...
I don't know the last time the council's salary was increased.
Yeah, so this was what I asked for, just so the rest of the council knows why Arlen did this. I'm not proposing we do anything this year. What I would propose is, since the last two elections, no one's ran, has been unopposed, that we address this in next year's budget to go into effect after the election at January 1st, if we decide to address it, because I think we need to encourage more people to be willing to be elected officials in Curie Beach. There should not be unopposed elections in Curie Beach. There just should not. And so,
okay. If you take out Emerald Isle, then it brings that...
Brings it more very...
Yeah, it brings it very much in line. Yeah. I guess.
Money is way up there.
And the other thing, I guess, with changing council pay, the only time we can do that is at the budget, when you set the budget.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's why this one goes into that fall work stream.
Right.
And I'll propose when we do the budget, it goes into effect after the election. So December 1st with the new council. And then we make sure people know. I don't think we're going to get people to run anyway, but we got to do something. Cool. Good data, Arlen. Thank you. Do you understand what I asked for? Great.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are all in the conversation.
Review revisions to the budget committee hearing and after the budget session. We'll have some members in the board. All right, Arlen.
Okay, we're going to breeze through these. And the budget took into account the six goals that were determined at the retreat. I know we covered all these last time, so I'm not focused on those. These are the budget assumptions that, you know, again, are still in place at this point. The last one, as we talked about before, was the baseline for the employee compensation. Okay, this is just a quick reconciliation. When we started the last budget session, we had no shortage or overage. The changes that were made during the last session was to reduce the contribution to the Federal Point Historic Preservation Society. So that ended up, we had an overage of $2,000. Since that point in time, we're working through more of our workers' compensation insurance rates for next year. I've decided that we really needed to increase that by $3,000, but also looked at our sales tax refund that we should get for next year and increase that by $1,000. So, where are we at this point in time? We're still even. There's a couple things that you talked about, which are my potential items down there at the bottom. Well, the first one has actually happened. We just happened to get the calls and then the applications from the senior center and the help center asking for exactly what we had there, 2,000 and 1,000. So, and the help center I just got yesterday. So even though they didn't meet the deadline, I guess, you know, based on the last meeting, council wants to fund those at those two levels. So that's going to add another $3,000 to the
Would you
budget.
Like to talk about Fort Fisher?
Well, that's the next thing. It's, you know, they asked for $5,000. They asked for $5,000. It was left up in the air, I guess, as a result of the marketing committee meeting that happened yesterday. So that's kind of the next item we need to cover then. Do we need...
Well, Paul Laird came to the marketing committee yesterday and brought his budget, which I have a copy of it. You didn't provide us with a copy of his budget, right? For Fort Fisher. Okay. The interesting thing about his budget was that he had $5,000 in there for marketing. And what it came down to was he has never really put on a production this big before and didn't know how much marketing would cost or how he would do it. Well, our marketing people are doing a lot for him. And it's not coming out of our part of the budget. It's coming out of the Wilmington in general and some other funds that are somewhere there. But they're going to work with him to help him do a lot of his marketing because it's not an area he's familiar with. So I'd say he's up, except for maybe something he'd want to spend that they're not doing, he's getting close to $5,000 worth of
marketing. Are you putting him on our website? I mean, put that a little flash on the website that you're having the 150.
We'll need it mostly this coming winter.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think
we
have a link tomorrow from him.
Yeah, we need to see
that
online.
All the other things he's doing.
We just need
so, what he was asking us for was production cost, actually, to put it on, although it was not indicated anywhere in that long budget. So I propose, since we are giving him a tremendous amount of marketing and advertising, that we lower his contribution to $2,000. And the extra $3,000 that's already in there would cover the health center and the seniors.
He was big on telling us how many people would be spending the night down here and all that stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it's a once in our lifetime thing. We need to push for it. So,
open for discussion.
Yeah, I agree with him.
So, is the rec. So I understand the recommendation is that the number for the budget is 2,000 instead of 5,000. Is that what? Mm-hmm. And you get, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. Or does that help the closer or just changes the contingency?
Yeah, we're gonna just.
Yeah,
right now we're even. Right at the moment.
Okay, so it puts us 2,000. Right. I understand.
Well, actually, you know what? We're not even. I'm considering they're gonna do something with committees. So right now we're actually 3,000 over budget.
Okay. But if we.
So if you're cutting it back to, you said cut it back to 2,000, yeah. There's your 3,000. So right, so back even again. So
perfect. Great job, Ellen.
Thank you.
Indeed.
So is that the consensus that we're going to do that?
2,000 in our budget.
Okay.
And the senior center 2,000 and the health center 1,000.
Yes.
Yeah. And that balances us.
Yeah, now we're back to even. Then one other thing that was a potential reduction was to reduce what was requested by the committees. And when I say committee, there was only one committee that requested, which was whatever they're called now.
Slab.
This current year they have 7,500. Today their request total, 10,500, with at least 4,000 of that related to the parking and the corral. So,
can we talk about that just for a minute, Corral? Because we have issues with what the committee wants to do. The initial agreement was to try to get an easement from AT&T and use their driveway as access because DOT would not give us a separate access off of K and we didn't want to use 7th because of the emergency ingress and egress. We do have an easement from AT&T. It's a permissive easement, Andy.
Yeah.
We've canceled in 30 days notice. But DOT won't give us the driveway permit. They want AT&T to sign a separate driveway permit, even though they already have one with them. And AT&T's not going to do that.
Right.
Not going to do that. So we can't legally use that driveway for public parking or post notices. And so forth. So I'm not sure where council wants to go with this, if he wants to reconsider using 7th Avenue as the public parking into that area or not. And we still have to address where the oversized vehicles can go, because I think the layout was maybe 25 or 30 parking spaces, but that included oversized.
Wasn't Tony supposed to come to the council meeting, but he had to go out of town?
I don't know.
Discuss this, I think he was going to discuss it. The only thing that in the discussions with Tony and putting the parking blocks back down is he wanted to also put lighting in the parking lot, and I didn't really see any need for that. You?
And gravel, too.
Well, gravel, yeah. The slopes will have to be all changed. It's got drainage out
before there. We put gravel in, I would suggest town council consider going ahead and paving that parking space. We have curb and guttering out there that we can send the drainage to now. Gravel in the summertime is a, if you have people pulling in there, it's going to be, the right south wind is, the big wind that blows during the summertime, and you're going to be dusted over here continuously for 3 or 4 months. So I would say that that would be a mistake.
Yeah, well, you'll have to rearrange some of the trees and things out there.
I got a chainsaw. I planted them, I cut them down.
They need to go.
Can we use
palafins
for parking lot?
No.
What's AT&T's problem with signing separate driveway?
Their legal department says they already have one.
You can still use the road, they just won't let you. They won't put in permission. I mean,
well, plus DOT wants it widened and paved. Further up, and I think we could probably get that through through AT&T, but their legal department will not give us a perpetual easement, and they will not sign an agreement with
DOT. Nancy wanted to put a 25-foot or 30-foot entrance in there, and they put a curb drain right beside the street going in, so it'll still just be the one street wide going in.
So DOT is really the holdup, and their argument is that there's too many turnoffs from K Avenue, and they won't give us another one, even though if this was houses here, they certainly have to have a driveway for each house.
So
I don't think, know if you talk to DOT any further.
The town has property, and they can actually use the easement to prevent us from using it for the common good.
Yeah. No, it has to be another property. You can go
out
on 7th Street.
It's actually DOT's easement, so they can do pretty much what they want to do.
So the issue is you can turn in, but then if you have everyone driving through parking, the concern from the fire chief and maybe the police chief, I'm not sure, I've never asked him about it, is that they're going to do like they do down there and get stacked up, and then you can't get emergency vehicles out. That's why I wanted all cash.
Yeah, 7th, that doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
Well, we talked about widening 7th.
Well, that was the thing I was going to ask. Is there a way to make another lane so that you could...
Yeah.
But now that they've done that, you can't even do that with what the curbing they just did, I guess. I mean, you tear it back up, that seems...
You would have to come this way. Can't go that way because you're only having the problems.
Right.
So you would have to come this way, and you tear up forever.
You redo it.
Yeah, we can do that.
But DOT has to approve on 7th, right?
The 7th is our...
We get it before it gets real hard.
But DOT have to approve that 7th?
Yeah, on our street.
If we tear up their curbing, they have to approve it. No, we wouldn't have to approve our street. No.
But if we just started the paving right after...
So there was a turn lane after you made the
trees
curve.
Were going.
As long as we don't pave over there right away.
What do you think, Ed, about investment?
I think the 7th.
Yeah.
So you're talking about
6. This is
6.
7 one back here, one in the firehouse. So again, budget-wise, to move us forward, I think this one's got to come offline as well. And it sounds like the fire chief and Tony and Sonny, because that's the biggest stakeholders, propose how to deal with it, right? So I think we want parking there, so we're improving parking because we keep eliminating parking spaces. The fire chief wants to make sure he maintains access to emergency vehicles. I think Dennis may want to be involved in the conversation. And then Sonny's got to live with it, whatever we end up doing, right?
Where do we eliminate parking spaces?
Well, historically, not like in the last
year. Oh, okay.
Well, 2, right?
No, we gained 1 again. I just want to make that
clear. Okay, good. Well, then I'm sorry, right?
Okay.
We gained 1. I apologize. Yeah. I know something
sensitive. Even like Robertson apologized.
So on this side of K, is that considered a public? Is that a public street?
K is the
No, I mean by the 7th.
That's a town street.
Yeah. So we could use to widen it. You could use power.
We could widen it. Yeah,
But we have in relation to like the driveway to the parking.
But widen it, we would have to come this way.
Right.
Because government land, right on the government land on the other side.
Would we be better off looking at 6, maybe if we're putting in?
Is this something that, this parking area, is that something we're going to keep for, for the next 20 years?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something, the town doesn't have much property, and if we ever decide to to rebuild a, you know, build a new fire department or extend on the police department or a combination, we're going to need that property. And I hate to go in and spend a lot of money on a parking area that if we're going to come in 10 years or whoever, it won't be me.
Right.
Come in 10 years.
You missed the last meeting. Oh. There was a big discussion.
Oh, was it?
And
what that?
So we didn't answer that.
Were you here?
Yeah, we didn't answer that. Yeah.
But we're going to start looking at it.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. But I think so. That's why I think you guys should kind of take off as a separate group and talk about it, right?
I don't see that being used that much.
Lean on it.
And
on.
We can grass it, put the bumper box in there, and then if we see that the use is needed and we need to do something different, I say, then let's do something different. But
the only year, the only time it got used for vehicle parking was on Tuesdays for the farmer's market, and that's because we try to shuttle those people back. Right. Other than that, it doesn't get used.
Yeah, prior to the farmer, it was a special
event. Well, we need to move the boat trailers and crap off of it and get those out of the way since you're coming into town that way. Steve.
Watch this one.
Man, I'm getting ready for blue.
I kind of like that trailer. That looks like a trailer there.
There was something you could use.
Well, so can we give feedback to Tony that when he comes to us this time, he needs to have talked to the department heads before he comes with a recommendation? I know the chief at least is giving that feedback before. I don't know if Sonny and
I'm giving a lot of feedback, but he's appreciating mine.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's been
lots of feedback. I think it needs to come to council.
Okay. Well, then I'll call him and tell him, okay, don't come back to us unless you talk to the department.
Okay.
Good. All
right. So committee said they requested $10,500.
$7,500 and they come to us.
That's right. We can do that.
One
idea.
Deal.
Does that help you close the budget more?
Yeah.
We're here to
help.
Number eight.
Yes, sir.
Staff changes and succession planning.
This was not budgetary.
I'm sorry. There was also just one, these changes to the water and sewer fund, which, again, as I mentioned before, the workers' comp insurance had increased it here, too. But we split it 50-50 between the funds, so I actually reduced the amount that we had for the capital projects, the potential capital projects in the water and sewer fund by $3,000 to make this balance.
The ready finalization of proposed FY14-15 budget to be presented at May 20th meeting for publication and public hearing.
Can we go back to number eight?
So
that's what I was going to ask. When's the best timing, department heads? I know the chief's not here, but for Sonny and Dennis, is it in the fall? Is it in the summer? When's the time that we should start scheduling this, right? We've had it on our, we're going to talk about this for a while. What works to get into that? It sort of lines up with the compensation review. It's a similar type issue. You know, after we get through the season, hopefully without any hurricanes, in like October, if we just put it on Nancy's to-do list to tell it, remind us about it, then we can schedule it at the September-October meeting and do it in the fall before we get through Christmas. And kind of conceptually, I think it's each department head with council talking about, not in detail, because I know, you know, no one wants to talk about when they're going to retire, but your succession plan and how you walk us through it. But whether it's inside or outside, what your concerns are, how you propose we address the issue, and how much warning you think we'll have based on your personal thoughts, right? Is that the rest of the council okay with that?
It's something you have to do.
Right. Steve, is that good with you? Mr. Meredith? Emily, is that good with you to put it on the fall? And so Nancy got it the next time to remind us about it, like the September meeting, just schedule those meetings for the fall.
Good.
And hopefully we'll have a hurricane interrupt that.
Yeah, hurricane this year, so look out.
Yeah, it's about time.
Okay. It's too old.
Now, number nine, sir. Okay, number nine. So, Ron, you file that?
Yeah, I'll just make these last couple adjustments that we're going to have. There's no, based on what we just talked about, you know, the way the little just here or there kind of thing, but for the most part, it's what I've given you in the packet right here.
Well, nice job.
And I just gave you, you know, as of today, the by fund and where we are, and then by department. So,
good. No. Coach Maureen already.
Yeah. So, consensus is this is the budget that will be presented to council for the May meeting, the post budget.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, when I look at it, it's, you know.
Nice
expenses, yeah, expenses down. Budget balance.
Nice job. Wow. Why can't the feds and state government do that? Well, we need to move you up to the state level. Maybe even the federal level.
That probably ruined it.
I know, probably would. It's terrible. Nice job, Department. Okay, we still got two more things on our agenda before we start celebrating. So the proposal for danger buoys. Is it down to Regis?
Danger
buoys.
Oh, yeah.
Danger.
The proposal is to put four buoys on the outside, two close to the shore and two at the end of the structure out here. 22,000 grant, only half of it, dollar to dollar match, and we've already got 50,000 in this year's budget. So there's no money issue. Stan from Intercoastal says the biggest issue is whether the boys will stay or not. We're not going to guarantee that they will stay.
That's what worries me a little bit.
Aren't we going to take some of the metal, jagged metal off the top, cut that or anything? We don't plan to do anything with that.
Because
there's stuff,
much told
the
us
stuff's
that
out.
They think it would be a waste of our money for them to even you were there.
So putting up the buoys would eliminate any liabilities that we have.
We don't have any liabilities anyway.
It's
we don't
not
have any liabilities. We just want to.
We just don't
down
want anybody to die.
Yeah, we just want to help the lifeguards keep people out of it. Because the signs on the beach are not doing.
We also need to put some money in here for signage.
The buoys will have danger.
Yeah, but we still need it on something on the beach.
Well, we have signs there now.
Yeah, there are signs there now, and there's actually a lifeguard tower right directly in front of that. I will tell you that there, I haven't been there extremely long. This will be my eighth year there. You've been there for quite a while. We've never had a problem with it, with somebody getting cut. What will the buoys look like? Is it just like inflatable?
Well, we've had people get cut.
So we've got a lifeguard tower right in front of it. So in essence, we're encouraging people to swim there, or we're telling them it's safe to swim there if we have a lifeguard tower?
Well, not well. There's we've got two or four danger signs on the beach that say
it runs about a 3-block section of them, and it's a pretty good stretch of the beach.
The signs are back at the dune line.
That's right.
Yeah, and people are looking out this way. I mean, they're not really reading those signs.
They need to be moved down.
So,
well, you can't move the signs down there unless you just get
washed
away. You're going to have to, I mean, they get washed away every time you put them down there.
Mm-hmm. So, the point, that active on site stuff, if buoys is the only thing, I guess that's probably the best.
Why don't we do a sandwich board that the lifeguards could put out?
Well, I would say, if we know something's there, then we should have, you have flags where you say don't swim here.
Right, I certainly agree with you. I just, with the buoys, especially, are they going to be right there on the, like in the breakers, or do you know how big they're going to be?
I don't know what he said.
We don't want to
make
it
over here.
That's what's going to happen is people are going to climb on them, and which is fine, I guess.
Well, they'll be attached to the structure. It's there, so they may try to climb on them. I'm on the structure to get on them. I don't know.
So, I mean, I'm thinking they're like red balls or something. I mean, I'm thinking
they're going to have lighting on them.
They're going to have large, it's going to be a large ball that has, you know, it's going to be red and it's going to have danger on it.
And I understand they're not saying they're going to be there, but for $22,000, I'm assuming they're chained and anchored and not like just.
Yeah, they're going to anchor them as best as they can to the structure itself.
Yeah.
They said we're trying to drill a hole through the concrete or something.
Yeah.
We can ask for quotes on actual physical.
Well, we're gonna run into a time problem, right? Because we gotta execute by the end of this month.
I think the grant person's been really good as long as he knows we're going to do something. I mean, the budget doesn't.
Can I have a proposal for this?
I make a motion we accept the proposal, install the danger buoys, and then evaluate it with the lifeguards through this year.
Let me just throw something in for you. My suggestion, the first renourishment we did is to get that structure out when we do renourishment. So if we ever get the opportunity to do renourishment in that area, to renourish enough out in front that we can actually go in and dig that out and get rid of it. That's what needs to be done.
I don't know who we would find to do it. I mean, Intercoastal at first 2 years ago gave us a quote. Whether they went in the water and looked at it or not, I don't know, because when they came back
this time they had a diver out there and he swam around and saw, you know, all the concrete stuff.
Well, the problem is it's getting, you know, after renourishment was in there, it was high and dry. We could have dug it out and taken care of it. You know, get machinery there. Now it's wet and it's deep. You know, it's deeper. You can't get machinery in there instead of, unless it's a really dead low tide, and then you only have a couple hours to try to get in there and half-ass it, basically, is what you're going to be doing. So that's where the problem comes into.
I second your motion.
All in favor, say what you think.
Aye.
That's what we got.
And then, I guess long-term, so.
Was that Sam's?
Yes. So Sam's proposal, I think we just, Nancy, can you keep us in track of the next beach renourishment to reevaluate this as part of the cycle? So it looks like it's 2016 because we're going to talk about it next. So you're saying the time goes right after renourishment?
If we're going to renourish in that area.
Okay.
Yeah, if we haven't here in the past.
This is seismic.
When she told me it was three blocks long, I didn't realize that. The area that I saw that was exposed was much smaller than that. But I mean, I'm sure that there's drawings and history showing
the
size of it.
It runs up to the HOA access down almost to end.
You have to be careful with camera regulations when you start going. I think, John, right?
One more. Yeah. We want to talk about trying to help Carolina Beach with their beach storm mitigation system.
Yes, so it looks like the county commissioners, or the staff, county managers recommended the second proposal, right?
And Carolina Beach wanted three.
Well, their replies back in the emails like, thanks, so at least they recognize they're getting something. The question for us is, are we going to try to ask them to put us in or not?
Yeah.
And so, as I think about it, I think we should, the question we need to ask staff, and we need to talk about it and decide if we're going to ask them or not, is, okay, we understand your recommendation. You didn't include Curie Beach. What is your plan to line up all the beach cycles, right? Because if the long-term plan, which they've never really communicated, is to get all the beaches on the same cycle for cost savings for the future of ROT, this seems like a good time to do it because there's money that's not our money to help pay us to get lined up. And so
the money, that the extra money that they got goes away after this.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm saying the strat. So one, do we want it to happen? Or are we okay with just staying on our cycle? Is the first question we have to decide as a group. And then the second question, I think, is if we want to try to influence them to encourage us, in my opinion, the way to do that is to send to staff, reply back to the county manager, okay, we understand your recommendation. Can you please tell us the long-term plan for aligning all the beaches? Because this seems like the right time to do that using the federal and state money that's identified.
Well, there's, just from a discussion point of view, there's, I think we had talked that if we have to throw in $1.2 million, we're not going to do this.
Right.
So then there was another $464,000 that the state said they were throwing in. So if that gets matched, that would be $800,000. So that would say that we still would need another $700,000 or so from, not $700,000, we'd need another $400,000 from Korea Beach, which I don't think is anything we can afford to do either. So we do need the ROT to do it.
Right.
And I think if we do have the ROT to do it, we won't be in cycle because we'll be out of cycle if we don't do it, I think. If they do it this year.
Yeah,
I don't know. Next year, the mobilization costs will be.
Yeah, if they don't get reauthorized, they'll never do it again.
Well, I'm sorry?
If they don't get reauthorized or extended, they're going to have to pay for theirs 100%.
Well, they need the ROT.
They would still probably be within cycle.
Well, that's why I think the county manager is approving it. I think the question for us is, do we want to try to do it this time, or are we okay with waiting until the next time? This is the first question. And then if we answer that question, we want to try to influence it at the end. I think the strategy to approach is, look, you should be doing this to get us all on the same cycle. Because there's no other strategy that I think is going to influence them, based on latest conversations and everything else.
If they don't want to do that, we need some degree of guarantee that if we push this aside, that they don't push us out to a four-year cycle for the next rotation.
I think we should call Dan and find out what Carolina Beach is going to do with this real quick. So.
Well,
remember what I said about, geez, I'm worried about you getting the next money? Well, I'd be worried about us getting the next money regardless.
Yeah, exactly. You always got to worry about it.
Hey, y'all, Layton said that if we wait, we're guaranteed the money.
He can't guarantee that.
Because he worked for the feds. The money's there. Here's the federal money is there. If the ROT comes back and says, we don't really want to do this next year, we're going to put you out 3 years. I mean, I probably wouldn't have it. I'm just trying. Layton brought this thing up, and it made me think about what if the ROT folks say we're going to push everybody out to the next nourishment cycle, because we would be all by ourselves next year. No Riceville, no Carolina, just us. All mobilization costs, everything. And if they say, that's stupid, go when everybody, when Carolina Beach is going for the next time. It's not like we have a whole pile of friends up there right now are willing to give us any ROT money for beach renourishment or willing to commit to sand funding.
Hey, where are y'all at with this beach renourishment?
They actually piss me off.
And I've been reading the emails back and forth.
That's why I said we have to have a strategy. First, we have to decide what we want to do, and then we have to have a strategy.
Yeah.
Right.
So let me be clear, you said the county's going to fund the option two, but they have to put $2.6 million.
That is what the email from
that's the... They're going to fund the pool.
So the staff is going to recommend the county commissioners. Until May 5th, you won't know what's going to happen. But
the staff's going to recommend the county to get their full numbers.
So from the county manager, our team met this morning to brief last night's session to talk about financial stability. I'm prepared to bring forward an agenda. I'm asking the Board of Commissioners to allocate $1.863 million for the RT to match currently available federal and state funds set aside for sand placement. So that's what they're recommending. So what does Dan say Carolina Beach is going to ask for?
They're asking for number three. He thinks that number three is what Chris means.
No, it's not.
But that's what I said.
He needs to read the freedom message. That's not what he means.
But they're going to ask for number three and go to the county commissioner meeting. No, full project.
Well, that means they're expecting us to ask for number three, too.
That's right.
If we do it separately, it's really going to cost us because we're not funded.
I mean, the feds just have that extra money that we have a chance to get. So.
Well,
Well, it's not extra money, it's our money for 2016.
Right, that they're bringing in.
It's funded differently.
And that was what Layton's point is.
Layton's point, I thought, I don't know, because we...
Yeah, that's right, we couldn't talk to him together, so I don't know what his real point was.
Let me tell you what I got from him.
Right.
He said, if you do it now, they're likely to come back and say, hey, look, we did you 2 times within a year. They might not be so willing to give you the money in 3 years from now. Well, what the heck, that's the federal cycle. So, I mean, I don't necessarily buy his story.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, that's the federal cycle, 3 years. If they look at our beach and it needs it, the Corps is going to say, these guys are under permit. It looks like crap. We need to give them sand.
If they get, federal funding.
I don't think, I think the Corps, if we don't fund the Corps, then we're really deep crap.
Well, and so, that's, okay, so first, let's answer the first question first. So, is it the council's intent that we agree with Carolina Beach and option 3 is the one we want?
Yeah, I think so.
Emily, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we get the intent. So now what is our strategy to influence county commissioners to override a staff recommendation? Because that's what we're talking about, right? The staff has clearly said this is our recommendation. So we need to tell staff and the county commissioners what we do. So I think we need to have a story for that, right? What would we use to sell that? From my perspective, is look, if the long-term vision for beach renourishment is to get all three beaches on the same cycle, this is the perfect opportunity to do it. So I think that's our story, right? So our resolution needs to say that, and we need to send it to staff, because they need to know we're going to have a different story, because they will get them to change their recommendation before May 5th. But we don't have much time. So what I think, I don't know how to modify Nancy's resolution, but our resolution should somewhere in there say to align the three beaches on the same cycle to support the long-term health of the ROT.
Let me ask you about that, if I can. Wrightsville's on a 4-year cycle.
They are right now? I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, they're on a 4-year cycle. So I can see that.
Okay, then maybe not. So I'll take back that. Then I guess it's just to maximize, like Nancy says, the funding, right? So I got to look at what she actually put in, the one she proposed. So then our story's not that, I guess. Okay.
Well, if they put it off for 4 years, then we're in line with Wrightsville.
I don't think that's
my crystal ball was clear enough this morning.
Do you want to go
4 years? That he, their length wants 4-year cycle, so he can spend more money on other crap.
Well, a 4-year cycle would sustain our sand fund, I think, regardless of whatever, but I don't know that it would sustain the beach.
No.
We used to never do beach renourishment.
Never?
Until, what's 95, right?
95.
Yeah. And I can tell you that my dad would tell you, sort of like he does now, Sonny can tell you, this year I can tell you, Andy can tell you, that when you go down Atlantic Avenue, it was way more of a drop-off than it is right now.
Oh, yeah.
Back when I was his age.
Oh, that was my beach.
Yeah, I mean, it was way more. You could jump off
the bulkhead.
From the bulkhead and do flips onto the beach.
Yeah. We had the stairs that went down off the bulkhead that was at least 20.
And there's jetties underneath all that sand, vertical jetties that are buried underneath that sand. When I was a kid as a lifeguard, we had to pull kids out of them because they'd play in them.
I hope God would never see them.
That's right, but they're buried under there. We didn't pull them out,
no.
So they're underneath the beach. There were jetties all the way to N Avenue and all the way to E Avenue, and as a lifeguard, kids would play them in the water and get cut up on them, and we'd have to treat them, and we'd run them off all the time.
Charlie mentioned cypress stumps. Is there cypress stumps out there? Somebody using the beach?
If it's enough sand, it's gone.
Yeah, we did them.
You're talking about ancient times.
Yeah, we dig them up all the time.
You do?
Okay.
I think we have a picture on our website under history that shows them.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, right? So 4 years. Okay. Now, I mean, if global warming's real, the water getting deeper, then that's a different issue.
They proved that global warming's not happening.
Okay, they being don't want to get into that. I'm sorry I brought it up. So then if we're going to support Carolina Beach, we need some type of resolution. We need to forward the staff so staff knows that, hey, we're disagreeing with you guys. Because Arlen did what I asked him to, tell us what and why, and they did that. So he did as much as we asked him, at least.
Just so I know for my minutes, we're talking scenarios 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 2, is that the veneer?
Yes.
Okay. Number 3, that's what I need to know, is what you all are talking about. I know by more like names. So there's the veneer, there's the one where this year we get cool.
Are you going by the course options, or are you going by?
Going by whatever you need to see.
Layton had 4 options.
Yes. Nothing. And that's what I'm thinking of for my minutes.
Option 3.
I just want to know for clarity
here.
See,
there's here from Carolina Beach. These options from Carolina Beach, I don't think they include the veneer.
Okay.
Well,
if they're recommending $1.8 million, that's the full.
Okay. Good. Just wanted to make sure. I don't know what number 2 was then. But it doesn't matter as long as we're going with 3, and that's the full.
This one has 500,000 options. Two has 500,000. I'll see 1.8 million.
Yeah, that doesn't include the veneer. Well, that includes the veneer. That's the
they pulled the veneer off of there.
Okay.
Because they said the veneer, the cost of the sand equals the cost of the mobilization, and they said that's just stupid.
Huh. Yeah, so. True.
So
option 3 is full.
I think, because that comes out to about 1.8.
This year and in 2017.
They actually pulled all the other funding, and it would have been nice to see the split on the stuff. But.
So, if you got that, then you're.
It's in our 4.
Yeah.
In case I'm clear, that 4.8, they originally had 2.1. That was the veneer money, and then they got the extra money, so they grew up this. Well, they have not federal match.
See, so here's where our resolution is going to, the staff's going to keep on it, right? So if we give our resolution, we'll wait for Dean to get back.
Now, in the resolution, I only talk about our numbers.
Which is the right thing to do, right? Because the staff. The staff's going to break it apart. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in here about helping Carolina Beach or getting help. It does talk about helping the poor with reduction in their mobilization costs.
So the part is...
by the service at both towns.
So does everybody have a resolution? If we get...
Yep, it should be worth it.
The only real value that we have is offering the sanitation.
Yeah, but if we say that we want to do that because it gets us on a 4-year cycle, that's the issue, right? So,
I
should have understood that. I'm glad you caught me before I did something.
I do talk about the fact that we have tremendous erosion.
Yeah, that's the one I'm worried about, right? So Taz is going to say, that's just the, because Layton said that to at least me and I'm sure some of the other guys, that's just winter. It's a tough winter.
Right.
And he's exactly right.
So you get it back.
So should we take that last sentence out?
Well, that was the only part I would highlight. And then the only problem is we don't have a good story when we talk to the commissioners for overriding their staff, right?
We have a good story in the fact that the Army Corps of Engineers has this money.
Okay, so that's a good story, right? So
it's a story. Save the Corps money. That's what they said to us.
I saw number 3 here, and frankly, I would take out the words to them because they don't want to hear what the Corps was.
Well,
it's beneficial to the core, not
financially beneficial
to us,
right,
so we can just say it's financially beneficial.
Hang on for a minute. Why don't they want to do this? What is their argument for not doing this?
The ROT fund.
That wasn't his only argument, right? So that was like the basic argument, yeah.
And it's going to deplete the ROT fund by, what, 1.2 million when it grows 3.4 million a year?
That wasn't as big. So he had two arguments. One is, we don't know that the sand is back in the spoil zone.
And they can get it from
the place. That's one. Yeah, they can get it from other places, but then the money changes drastically if it's from somewhere else. Two, there's not really savings to the core because where a hopper dredge and the other sand for Carolina Beach comes from a bottom dredge. And three, if we get out of the cycle, Layton is concerned that it messes up potential future federal funding and state funding because it's in there now for our standard cycle. And once you start messing with the cycle, it opens it up in everybody's mind. That's his concern. At least that's what he expressed to me. Is that fair, Emily?
Yeah, but I think he's...
I'm not saying you agree with it. I'm saying that's what his position is, right?
I think he's being very hypothetical.
We're all hypothetical about any of this. If you talk about federal money in 5 years, you're hypothetical.
I mean, if you're talking about putting this...
Or state money, you
until all three go in, then that's our next cycle.
I'm just saying that was his position, right? Yeah. And so that's the position that staff is going to portray to the county commissioners on May 5th. And we have to understand their position if we're going to argue a different position, right? So, you know, you can't really argue the money thing that the Corps is going to save any money if there's two different ways of doing it. The mobilization costs are not really big savings. I tend to agree with him on that. There's going to be a little bit, but if you have to get different dredges, the big money's in the dredges, not in the bulldozers on the beach. So that's Alan's a lose argument, so just kick it to the curb. The spoil zone is an interesting one, but I don't think either side can really win that one. We can just say we disagree, and no one can say who's right. So that one's not really a lose one. And then the one about what the federal and state governments are going to do if we get off cycle is interesting, but again, I don't think there's any way to... So whatever the county commissioners want to pick is the right answer they can, and no one can say they're wrong. So then it becomes, you know, them either doing the political calculations for Woody and Jonathan, or the other three, just what they believe, right? Who do they believe, their staff or us, right? Or do they want to be nice to us and beat up on staff because staff pissed them off about something else or whatever? So all those things become not really sure bets. So that, then it's, okay, what's the logical argument and the emotional argument, right? The emotional argument is, hey, lots of beaches gone. We're using bulldozers. You saw in the news. Help us out. That's the emotional side. Get some citizens there to complain with us if we didn't think that's a strategy. The logical argument is we help future costs somehow, either because we're maximizing federal and state money or because we're lining everybody up to help us in the future costs, right? And you got to do both sets because with five people up there, some of them it's an emotional argument, some it's a logical argument, and we got to have a strategy to get to both of those, I think.
May I insert something here?
Yeah.
I talked to Tom Wolf, and I'd say he's about 90% with his county manager.
Right.
Burr really doesn't exist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that leaves Beth, and Beth will go with whatever Woody tells her to do. So
Beth will go with whatever she's, you know, most comfortable with.
She will also go with the majority.
I don't think so.
She does not go out there on her own.
She does not like Kudrow. Kudrow's been a pain in her ass the whole time.
I know, but
she'll go again. I'm glad there's no citizens here for this conversation.
But
it's on tape, so. It's on tape just a reminder to the council, right? So let's not bash any of the people we need. We need to understand our strategy to deal with them, right? So names are helpful, but opinions and the politics of it are. Because this is a political question. It's not a logical question, right? And you got to win it that way. And so from staff's view, in my opinion, they've given as far as they're going to go, at least from Layton. I don't know where the county commissioner is.
This is an election year. I mean, would he be stupid not to do it?
I don't mind that.
Why is Carolina Beach going to recommend including Curie Beach? What is their reasoning for that?
We need to do the whole
Well, see, that's the issue, and that's why their resolution doesn't say anything about that. It asks for a specific amount of money. They got that. So our resolution, no one's asked staff officially what their position is, but we understand their position right now. And that's why I asked Layton, should we send something up before their discussion? And he said no. Well, so now we got to send something up.
So we both have the same position, actually. Carolina Beach wants ROT to fund everything. We want ROT to fund everything.
Right.
Right? So they're asking for the money to get it done because it's their last hurrah. I think we should ask them. You can leave it with county. You can say, look, we could use nourishment. We think there's value to having the beach nourishment, but we need the ROT funds because as a town, we cannot afford to write a $1.2 million check. And if they decide not to do it this time, they bear the burden of whatever the additional costs may be in the future. I mean, I'd almost like to see it get done to keep us in cycle, but if there's a greater logic,
right?
If they have a greater logic and they see it and they have control of that fund, then I guess they're going to go anywhere they want to go.
Well, then the issue is we ask for it, so we definitely, yeah. I think. But the question is, if staff recommends no, are we going to fight at the county commission meeting or not? And I think we decide that. We have to know because it's before our next council meeting. So we have to know if we're going to try to get citizens up there and be up there, or we're going to be more passive and just discuss logically. And then two, we should tell staff what we're going to do. So this resolution needs to go to staff so we're signaling them. And then we should tell them we want your answer back on our request, because you've answered Carolina Beach, we want your answer on our request. And we want it in a timely manner. And then we're gonna have to decide, are we gonna fight or not? I'm of the opinion that I don't know that fighting is really gonna help us. We're gonna get renourishment in our normal cycle. It does split it out. But I can go either way. Count the rest of you guys gotta tell me where you're at so I know where I need to be.
Well, Carolina Beach, you know, swapped $2 million last time, so I think we owe them something.
Well, the staff's already saying they're going to support them.
Yeah.
But the question is Dan going to ask for the full thing or not? Because he needs to tell us to what their position is, and then we got to decide, are we willing to get in that fight or not?
If Dan has his money, I didn't see that. It must have been the same for somewhere, but so... Kudrow has already given them the money.
Here's what Kudrow said they're recommending. I'll read it to you. Here's why I got emailed this. So, I think it's this one. From Chris, this was 1:22 yesterday.
Oh, right? Yesterday. I didn't read that yet.
Michael, thank you for the email and the copy of the resolution. This was back to Michael Kramer, who's the town manager, right? Our team met this morning to debrief last night's session to talk about financial stability of the ROT. I'm prepared to bring forward an agenda item May 5th asking the Board of Commissioners to allocate $1.863 million for the ROT to match currently available federal and state funds set aside for sand placement along Carolina Beach. As I understand, this will allow for approximately 500,000 cubic yards of sand placement along the beach, takes advantage of what we must assume for now is the final federal support for nourishment along Carolina Beach. While this is far shy of the last nourishment cycle in 2013-14 that placed some 900,000 cubic yards along Carolina Beach, we believe a final veneer via maximization of federal funds now helps the overall integrity of the project and its performance through the next regularly scheduled nourishment cycle. If we are lucky enough to win renewed federal support with reauthorization of the Water Resources Development Act, I'd like to have the conversation about delaying the nourishment cycle until 2016 so as not to exert too much pressure on the RT. This is a point of discussion for the future. Layton and Lisa are preparing the agenda item. I'd like to ask that you plan to attend Monday, May 5th at 6 p.m. to lend your support to our recommendation. So that's what he says he's willing to do right now. Now, he knows we were asking for the full thing, but we didn't formally request that. So Layton said that. He's signaling, okay, and we're copying on it, that if we take no action, that's his recommendation. If we send our resolution and request, hey, we want a response on your, does this change your recommendation to include us or not in a timely fashion, we'll at least know where staff's position is.
I think it's a smart preemptive move on Chris's point because he's given Carolina Beach what
that's
they
right.
want,
he's trying to
and
split.
Now we are split.
That's right.
We are split.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
So I.
Which is probably why Layton told us not to send the resolution.
That was a smooth move on his part.
Maybe. I don't know. But, so I think we, at minimum, send our resolution, but we need to be ready to come back together and to talk about what our strategy is. Because if they say no, we got to decide, okay, are we going to try to convince the county commissioners in the meeting we disagree or not?
So I think this does change the question. Carolina Beach does not need our support to get their money. So now this is a Curry Beach question. Curry Beach question.
Right.
Would you agree with that, Mr. Mayor?
Well, it's according to what Dan and them are trying to do, and they're split too. That's the other problem. Their council's not talking about it very well either. Because he should have read this, so it's like, what's your council want us to do?
Are you going to ask for the full beach re-nourishment with us included, or are you content with what Kudrow said?
For your 1.83 million.
1.8 with the 500,000 cubic yards.
I know.
Yeah, but he's left us all. He didn't mention it.
That's all not federal funds, I think.
Probably, I don't know if you have that, Nancy. Do you show what the ROT would be if we do it now?
I have to put on his resolution.
I spoke to Leighton on Monday, and he told me $2 million is what it would cost if we did it.
$2 million if we were going to do it now.
Then why are we asking for 2.9?
I've not
allowed
to have that one in there.
Okay. Well, we got to get the numbers right, right? You should call Lake and ask him for the numbers to get the right numbers.
Yeah, 2.9 is the unfunded, and it's 800,000 at state, so it's 2.1.
So it becomes the 2.1. Okay, so it's 2.1 million. And I guess the what we're talking about here in the sand fund is the difference between what we're costing in 2016 and what we're costing earlier.
Actually, I have it up in the one above that. It's 2.092.
I mean, if it's like 600 grand to stay in sync.
Well, yeah, that ought to be the way I see it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, right? So, I mean, what I think we need to do is we've decided we want to ask for it, let's ask for it, but then we need to be thinking about what we want to do when they say no. Right? Because I would think staff's going to say, we've reviewed this, and because you're in 2016 on a normal cycle, this isn't your last time and all, whatever, we're not going to recommend this. That's what I think they're going to say.
That means
that's
you could end first up with all three beaches on different cycles.
Yeah. Well, I think in our resolution that we have, once we get the wording that we send out there, we send it with a cover letter, and in the cover letter we say, okay, we understand your position with Carolina Beach. Please, please let us know what your long-term plan is to synchronize all the beaches as you consider this. So they know that's the question for us. Because I think that's the one you talk to the county commissioners about. Hey, your staff is being a little dumb. We've got a long-term thing that we should be working on, and this is maybe an opportunity to fix it, and they're leaving it out of their consideration. If we decide to fight it.
We are. We're neighboring beaches. You're going to have that one loaded and this one empty.
All the sand's coming down here. It
comes this way. That's
why I'm ambivalent about fighting real hard.
Right. We owe them because they helped us out a year ago. Okay?
Yeah.
How does it make sense to have them have a wide beach?
It's beneficial to have all three beaches. I mean, we had some delays while they're waiting. Brightville Beach has had major delays waiting on Bald Head to get finished, right?
Yeah, they got another there on all sides.
A lot that has to do with administration.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I mean, Bill, I think we asked for the resolution. We should be thinking about, are we going to fight or not when it comes back negative? Maybe they'll say yes and we'll be surprised, but I just don't think so.
Well, okay. I mean, my particular view is I would like to see the difference in the ROT between doing it in cycle and doing it now, and that difference in cost allows our island to be in sync and look reasonably the same, right?
My calculations was it's about 600,000.
Yeah. You've got the resolution?
No, I don't know.
There's one right there. We talked about what changes.
What changes do you want in this?
I want to leave out the two words in the one, two, three, third paragraph.
Well, then they can take the third one out too.
No, I think we should keep it in because I think that's our whole thing right there, that it's beneficial in the reduction.
Okay, the first one wanted out, then wants it back in.
Well, the whole thing we're talking about is servicing both of us at the same time.
So, where number one is already going to leave that one, number two, leave number three except take out to them, number four.
I want number three in there. I'm not sure about number two. Are we doing this so Carolina Beach can have their last project?
Well, it's but number one says that the Corps contacted us and requested us to do this. Number two just says this is because this is the time frame that Carolina Beach is scheduled to see their last. That's the only reason I put that in there. And then that the court said it would be beneficial.
I think that
is the cost. Then four is just our portion of the funding and state funding that we have.
Does the 808 include the 646, or do we know if we have the extra 646?
I know Layton has submitted it for fiscal year 15 for the state. Somebody told me, I don't know who told me.
Dan was making a statement that Layton said we got it, because he told us.
I haven't spoken to him about that.
Because that would change his number. Right, that would change his number.
It would. I can check with him on that. And then four, again, it's just a financial benefit. And now the tremendous erosion, now there's conversation about whether we leave that in or take that out.
Yeah, that's the one I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, staff's just going to tear us up on that one.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I would take that whole thing out.
I agree with take that out. Receiving exam on the beach this year will help with the tremendous erosion. You want that out?
But I think I just see how the additional part. I leave the whereas in Dean Morton whole thing out.
Yeah,
it's financially beneficial. And I would take out the two that you say it's financially beneficial to do the full project.
But do you want anything about our erosion this year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's a no win from the conversation with Layton.
We could add in that one, and we'll succeed in our overall goal of getting all three beaches and Denver County beaches on the same cycle.
Well, so that was the one that...
The four-year thing.
Yes, four-year versus three-year. I like that initially, but now I think we just leave that out.
So the only
talking about
is,
having our island on.
I think in the cover letter is where you address that point with staff. Because I think you want staff to answer the question, but you don't want in our resolution. Because I think they need to tell us so we can decide how we talk to the county commissioners, if we bring it up or not. If staff says, oh yeah, that'd be great, and then everyone's on 4 years, okay, maybe we don't really want to talk about that one.
Then within, writing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next one?
In this next one, Nancy, my particular view is where we talk about, in order for Curry Beach to agree to the Corps of Engineers, we need the $2 million. We won't need the $2 million if the 808 is a different number.
Okay.
And then, if that's a different number, I think somehow in that statement we ought to compare the two numbers and say we're actually requesting $600,000 early, if that's what we want to do, if that's what the real number is, right? Or maybe it'll just come out in this. No, it'll still be like $1 million plus, but when you look at what they would have spent anyway in the future, the number shrinks.
Right, then we're only asking for this much over what would be spent anyway. Okay.
So then it doesn't become a...
And what about the section on the House Bill?
Then it has to be a lot more than just the ROT fund that says don't do it. What's that?
Is the rest of that really necessary where it goes House Bill 17?
Or is that insulting?
No, I don't know about that.
Or should they already know what that says?
So I think for a resolution to be effective, we got to get the numbers from Layton so at least the staff can't say, well, those are the wrong numbers, right?
Yes.
So when it goes to staff, our resolution needs to have the numbers he says it's going to require. And so I think essentially we know the paragraphs. I think you get the feedback. Can we get the numbers and then send it out and pass it? I don't know how we pass it. Do we continue this and come back together? 5 p.m. just to stop by and pass this? Because it has to be an open meeting, right, Nancy?
So we can just...
You know what I'm saying?
Take a 7-hour break.
Well, that's what I was thinking, right? Or make it 5:30 so I come back from work, right? So Steve and I can go do something that actually pays us. Although Arlen showed us we get good money, right? But, you know, from my perspective, I'm comfortable with Nancy and Craig fleshing out because I think we've got our points in. Are you the right one, I think?
I mean, I'm on that committee.
If the two of y'all flesh it out and we say we come back together at 5:30, 5:45, I can be here and then we can come in. If you email it to us, we can look at it and get feedback through the day.
Nice. That's great.
And then can everyone get here at like 5:45?
Yeah.
For a 5-minute pass on the resolution?
At 6 o'clock, can we get here at 5:30?
Let me check Corey's schedule because college road sucks.
It's a 12-hour day.
Thanks, honey.
Enjoy it.
Thanks. You said what time? Five thirty. Yeah.
5:30.
Yeah. And I'll call in if I can call the traffic.
Motion to adjourn?
Yeah, so
continue the meeting.
Make a motion, we continue the meeting to 5:30 to discuss the resolution. Will I be here?
Okay.
Yes, today. Can you do it today? That's what we're talking about when you walk out.
Yeah.
5:30. It'll take 5 minutes, hopefully. If you all email it out earlier, we can look at it for those of us that look at it.
Got a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Yeah, she said she was this one, 5:30.
All in favor?
Yeah, all in favor.
All opposed?
It's unanimous.
I'd like to hear that question.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks.
That helps me.
It was magnanimous.
Okay.
It was magnanimous, something like that.
Magnanimous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were there any other
changes?
But so,
I'm getting one.
So I guess the question for the two tied-in politicos: can you talk to your county commissioner and your respective parties and see which way they're leaning if we try to override staff?
I called Beth yesterday. I did not get her.
Yes, we got some time.
I'll try her again.
But it would, if all of them say whatever staff says this we're doing, then okay, we shouldn't use a lot of political capital to complain about because we need them for other stuff. I don't believe you're fighting that win battle.
Is it okay if I turn this off? Are we done?
Okay.